Hey, fellow entrepreneurs. Welcome to the Buckets and Boomgates Studio with Kim White and Curry Zarb. Determined to solve world problems for entrepreneurs, these two are changing how we look at the big things we do on our business adventure. Kim and Curry share from their own lives ways to protect our time, money, and bandwidth. This show is designed for you, the entrepreneur, to hear behind-the-scenes stories of real people across the globe who have learned how to get serious results wrapped in fun for your business. Stay tuned to join today's juicy conversation with Kim and Curry. Welcome to the Buckets and Boomgate Studio. Curry, I'm so excited we get to come back and play this week. That's what we call it anyway, right?
Oh, that's all we're here for, Kim. It's all the play, it's all the fun, and we throw in a conversation for good measure, don't we?
Curry, we never stop talking. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, it could be a bit of that, Kim. But I think I might be, as always, a little bit excited because we do have another one of our Versus series today in this episode. And Kim, correct me if I'm wrong, is it freebie versus micro offer?
Oh, it is, Curry, and I can't wait to talk about it.
Okay, go.
So, Curry, I want to be very spicy out of the gate with the freebie part. Because you and I are in the studio today. We call it the BBG studio, but we are in the podcasting space. So if you're listening to this, this is a podcast episode, as is obvious if you're on a podcatcher. But I think something that a lot of people don't understand is a podcast can be a freebie. We think about freebies as, well, we got another downloadable or we got another PDF. But the truth is, you can have all kinds of freebies. So I want to come out of the gate with that part. Is a freebie can be a podcast, it can be a vodcast, something that's video, it can be an event, it can be the PDF, the downloadable, it can be so many different things. So I want to make it very clear that when we talk about freebie, we're talking about all those.
And Kim, I think you've started us on the right foot, being that a podcast is a freebie. But let's add this little layer of spiciness as well, because there's podcasts out there that are not free. There's ones that people actually have to subscribe to. Sometimes there's additional content in a podcast that if you're subscribed to that podcast, you'll get that additional content. Sometimes it's commercial free podcast that you subscribe to. So there's different layers of podcast out there as well. But very commonly, it is a freebie that someone will offer, and similar to what we do, connect it to something in their business to put out some great information, you know, help people out there through their podcast as somewhat of an introduction to them and what they're all about. So we're guilty, Kim. This is our freebie.
It is, Curry. It is. And I love that we're living proof of this kind of freebie, because I think people just make it too complicated sometimes. And let's go back for a second, Curry. I know that everybody can go back to the beginning of the Buckets and Boomgates podcast, like, and go back to the beginning and hear the origin story, we'll call it. But I want to just quickly say, Curry, that we started this based on all kinds of questions we were getting. And one of the things that kept coming up is, we sure wish we could hear what you and Curry are talking about. Like, we just want to hear what y'all are. We want to be a fly on the wall and hear what y'all are saying. And we laughed because we're thinking, we get spicy, we have a good time, we all of that. But that's where I think this came from for us, was listening to what we were being asked. So I think that's important too for a freebie, is if your freebie, if nobody's asking for your freebie, there may be a reason.
And Kim, that's another good point, because I feel like one of the things behind our freebie that a lot of people overlook is that little bit of research that's connected to it. You know, what are we offering? What do people want? If no one's getting our freebie, and we're quite privileged here in the podcast space because we get the stats of the podcast, so we can see the consumption of the podcast. sometimes when we have a freebie that's something else, we may be kind of sitting there with the little crickets chirping in the background going, well, no, nobody wants this. Like, nothing's happening. There's no activity. And I want to encourage those that have seen that or experiencing that, because that's a real thing and it is very common. Don't feel alone in that. However, look at what's happening. Are you putting it out there? Sometimes we make something that's a freebie and we actually forget to tell anyone that it's even available, or similar to a book launch, we talk about it when it first comes out and then we don't talk about it again. So maybe we're not telling anybody about our freebie. We do social media for this podcast to put it out there so that people know it's available. We could easily drop off that stream and not continue to do that from the launch date. And I think that's pretty common too, Kim, that people just forget you have to keep talking about these things.
Kiri, you are so spot on as usual. And I am laughing because I think of all the times that I hear from an entrepreneur that, you know, well, where did you put your freebie? Well, everybody should already know. And I'm thinking, wait, how do people know? Like, how do they know if you don't tell them? How do you know if you're not putting it out on your socials? How do they know if you're not doing something that gives them that information to know that it's available? How do they know? So you are spot on as usual.
So, Kim, I think you should grab your bucket and I'll grab my boom gate and let's just take a quick little break. What do you think?
Perfect, Kiri. We'll be back in a minute.
This podcast is sponsored by Fire Up Groundwork Brigade Mastermind. Are you an entrepreneur who is focused on making an impact,
but you haven't figured out how to make an income doing it?
We spent years trying to figure out how to do both.
And we realized the business adventure is not a one-size-fits-all. I'm Kim White. I'm the founder and fierce leader of the My Sexy Business team.
And I'm Kerry Zarb, Aussie bucket of swearing sunshine.
But not in this podcast. And she's a brilliant entrepreneur, by the way.
We both understand how it feels to believe we are the only ones who can't figure things out.
So we decided to join forces so we could get in the trenches with you.
We lead a very special mastermind group so you can be confident in strategically implementing
the right things in the right order so that you too can get the best possible results.
We cover a variety of topics based on what you need,
including building a business that you own and doesn't own you.
We even address things like social media strategy and simple tech solutions.
If you would like to meet other entrepreneurs who are living proof of what is possible,
come and join us, and the link is in the show notes. Oh, that's better, Kim. I've opened up the boom gates. Have you got your bucket?
I do, Kerry, I do. Now, where were we, Kerry?
Oh, there it is.
In case anyone doesn't know what that sound was, that was Kerry rewinding.
Thank you, Kim. I'm sure that needed explanation. So, Kim, before we continue the little stream of the freebie, we should talk about the micro offer, and then we can probably talk about both combined. So, Kim, do you want to break down that difference between the freebie to the micro offer?
Yes, ma'am. So a micro offer is something that I'm just going to call a smaller offer. It's not something that is your big thing that you offer, but it's something small to kind of get people interested in a little bit more deeply than just a freebie. Because I will tell you, a freebie a lot of times is for the people to get a taste to see if you're their flavor, but a micro offer is a commitment on their side. I can go listen to a podcast without making a commit. I can go listen and get freebies without making most of the time a commitment, except with an email to get that downloadable or to sign up and register for something. But when you do a micro offer, that's actually money involved. And so when you do something small, it keeps people from having that place of it's too expensive to participate, too expensive to get it, but it also gives you that investment back. So a micro offer is not something that, unless done really well, it's not going to ever make a ton of money for you unless it's done very well. I want to put that disclaimer in there. But a micro offer is more to get someone a little bit farther in the door. So you give something that's pretty good value, but you put a small price on it. It doesn't prohibit anyone from participating because the price is pretty small. So that's part of what you want to do, because someone will show up differently if they pay money. It doesn't mean that everybody's going to show up for that small offer, but it's a place to give a test run for you. So if you are offering something and you're giving someone a practice run almost, they get value, they get a win out of it, and it's a small price to pay, they're going to want more from you. But if they come in and you do a really bad job and you don't give them what you promised, they're going to know they don't want to spend more money with you. They don't want to do that. So it's just a place for people to be able to test you to see if you really are what they're looking for, if you really are their flavor, how you do something. And I think it goes into the know, like, and trust basket. So I might know you enough that I might spend $20, but I don't know you enough to spend $2,000 yet. Like, so there's that little place of test and make sure that somebody is really what I think they are.
And Kim, I'm glad you brought up price, because I feel like I'm being our listener at the moment and going, oh, straight away I was like, okay, so how much is a micro offer? And is there like a zone? Like, are we talking $7 to $100? And sorry, it's the numbers. They just ooze out of me all the time. But I think our listener has the same question of what's the price range? Like, what is considered a micro offer? So do you want to dive into that a little bit?
I certainly will. And Kerry, I just want to point out really quickly that anybody who wants to know more about numbers or business finance stuff, head over to the Money Barista podcast. She's got all the dish on the BFs, the business finances. So I want to say that real quick. I feel like this is something you have to figure out for yourself what that place is. But in my opinion, it's anything under $100. So if you look at something that's $99 or less, that's kind of a micro offer. Some people just starting out may need to start with the $7 offer. Some people that have already been followed for quite a while, been doing a lot of things consistently, they may be able to start with a $97 thing. So I think it's really based on what you're bringing to the table, what people are asking for, and how, I don't want to use the word loyal because that's not the right word, but how followers are with you, or how those you're doing business with are already. So someone that's already doing business with you, maybe even at a higher dollar amount, they may grab one of your micro offers because they want that also. But micro offers are normally geared toward someone who is not already doing business with you.
So Kim, it comes into that mentality, and I've heard this before somewhere else, I can't recall where. If we're ready to opt into a micro offer, we're going to put down our card and give our details and pay some money, even if it is only $7, there's some kind of psychology behind that of, yes, it's very valuable to what you receive, and that as the consumer, you know, making sure that you are giving something of value no matter what the price tag is. But again, it's that mentality of we're prepared to spend. So therefore, if we get something good, we may be prepared to spend a little bit more.
Yes. And Kerry, I want to flip the script for a second, because I want to go to the other side, the entrepreneur side of it, or the business owner side of it. When you're creating a micro offer, this is another reason to have a micro offer, is if you have what I'm going to call a safe place, like a community or someplace, and you want to make sure that creepy people are not coming in because they can with something free, somebody can make up a, you know, a junk email email or whatever to get in access to something. So this is a way to vet the access. If you want to include somebody in a community thing, but you're not sure they're either a real person or you're not sure that they're there with the right intentions, this is also a way to vet them. If they're not willing to spend $7 or $27 or whatever the small amount is, they're probably someone who is possibly up to no good. Possibly they are not your flavor. Like, there's a whole list of reasons. But I think this is a way for an entrepreneur also to vet someone to see and make sure that they're protecting something they've already built. So community-wise, we don't want just anybody coming into a community if we've curated that community. Because when you open the door to just anyone, the culture can change. And so we're not being, I'm going to call it the mean girls. We're not being mean about this. It's just a matter of, if we really can't serve you, we don't want to waste your time. And if you're somebody creepy, you're not invited to the party. Like, that is simple enough. But creepy people normally will not pay for a micro offer to come into something. So it's just a layer on the entrepreneur side of vetting someone also.
I love that addition, Kim, because I think I knew that, but I'd never thought of it that way. Because there's how many billions of people in the world that are out there watching, looking, you know, seeing what people are doing. And you're right. And when we think about that difference between the freebie and the micro offer, that the freebie is something you're putting out that's safe for anyone to get their hands on, essentially. And when I say safe, I say that loosely. I mean in the realms of, they're not paying any money, it's available to anyone, that's okay. However, when you've got the micro offer with any dollar attached to it, it will eliminate those that, I call them tire kickers, Kim. Is that a good term?
It is a great term, Carrie.
Yeah, I feel like it's a nice term too. They may have the right intentions, like they may not be looking to stir up a fuss and make a mess of your things. However, putting the dollars down does probably cull out a lot of the tire kickers, in my opinion.
Ooh, Carrie, that was brilliant the way you worded it, because it is what we're talking about right now, it is a culling of the tire kickers, so that they either really do want in because they're laying their card down, or they're not going to waste your time with, you know, trying to get everything for free. And I want to put this out there. This is going to be a little spicy, but I don't think there's anything wrong with getting something for free. I think there's something wrong with not doing anything but wanting free. Because when you are talking prices, and I'm going to say something that's probably really spicy, and Carrie, you can edit it out if you want to, but I will say, I do not charge money so that I will show up. I charge money so that you will show up. So I think that this is a difference in how a lot of times entrepreneurs look at things. You've got to remember, somebody who doesn't pay anything, it's okay if they cancel. Most people don't care. Like, well, maybe I'll come, or maybe I'll get a PDF, but I never download it. Like, those are all kind of things that we have to think about. But if you charge $100 for something, or $99, since we're talking micro offers, they're a little more serious about that. They're a little more, hey, those are my dollars I'm putting on the table. So I'm more serious about showing up. And I think that's something else to be said, is you don't want to spend all of your time business-wise, like, because your business has to make money. You don't want to spend all your time business-wise giving everything away and then not having your business survive. Because if your business doesn't make money, it will not survive.
And Kim, I just want a quick show of hands of who's downloaded a crap ton of PDFs in their life. Can I put all my hands up? I remember having a folder at one stage of PDFs in particular that I'd gone on a bit of a rampage over a couple of weeks across different websites, grabbing all these freebies. I don't know if I looked at them. I don't know if I fully consumed that information. And this is not a, you know, talk bad about PDFs, because there's definitely great ones out there and you can create an awesome PDF as your freebie. However, we've all been on that little Google train of, you know, going down down and finding all of these pieces, putting them somewhere, and maybe they've never seen daylight. So just something extra for the conversation there, Kim.
So I love this, Carrie, because here's the other part of a micro offer. If you pay the $99 or the $7, whatever it is, you are more likely to open it and at least read it. If somebody's getting your free stuff and it's going into that folder of Never Neverland, I have the intention of this weekend, I'm going to look at these, 25 downloads. And 2 years later, I run across that folder and go, oh yeah, I think I was supposed to do that like a long time ago. I was going to look. That's what a lot of people do, including us, Carrie. We are like being transparent. But the good news is if you put a micro offer out there and it's juicy and somebody wants it, they've asked for that information, they are likely to open it. They're likely to consume it. So they're likely to get a win out of that. And when somebody gets a win from you, from something you've done for them or with them, they want to do it again. So I think that that's a testament to you need the freebie because you need a way for people to test the waters. They want to see if they even like you. Some people cannot stand the sound of my voice. My voice probably grates like nails on a chalkboard to some people. I don't want somebody to buy something from me that they're going to like cringe when they're listening to it. So listen to the podcast, go to YouTube, go to the places, check out that part. But then the other side of that, Carrie, is somebody that does think that like we are their flavor. They can't wait to get more. Those are the people that are going to be asking questions of us or leaning in to see what micro offers we have so they can test the waters a little farther.
And Kim, can I make a confession that in all these years, I've seen a lot of businesses that have a freebie and nothing else. And I have this moment of sadness because you want more. If you've tuned into someone's podcast, I don't know, maybe it's just my perception that a podcast does go somewhere else and sometimes it doesn't. And it's almost a sad moment of, well, what else you got going on? You know, what else is happening here? Because you've piqued my interest, you've piqued my curiosity. Therefore, I'm looking for the next step. And as humans, I think we're guided. We need to be guided as to what is next. So if I go to a podcast and I like the content, I'm in the show notes and I'm checking out, you know, is there a link to a website? If not, I'll go and search them, like hunt them down and do my own little investigation. And sometimes it's not quite connected. There may be show notes, but there's no link. So there's all these, that's another conversation, Kim. That is another conversation about all the connections that come from our freebies and our micro offers. So I might need to put that on the schedule, Kim.
I was going to say, you know, that's one of my favorite topics, Carrie. So I'm good with that coming up on BBG for sure. And I always be silly and I talk about driving, you know, my little red Hellcat. I pull up and I say, hey, you want to go on this adventure? And somebody gets in the car with me and then I pull up to the next street and I say, okay, see you later. And I drop them off on the corner. That's not very good of me because they weren't done with the adventure with me. And I love how you said if somebody's listening to a podcast and they want more, are we dropping them off on a corner by not having a micro offer? Are we dropping them off on a corner by not having that freebie available? Because this is one kind of freebie, the podcast, but what about another kind of freebie that gets them maybe over to the email list so that they can stay connected to us in an email form? So there are so many different ways to do this, but I feel like, Carrie, we've done well giving examples for freebies and micro offers. What say you?
I think we have, Kim, and I just want those tuning in, if you're here for the reason of you want to grow your business and you're looking for that support and help and everything, all these topics that we bring to the table, this is a good opportunity to take a page out of our playbook. We have the commercial for groundwork in this podcast. This podcast is here as our freebie to help those on their business adventure. So watch what we're doing. Look at what we're doing right here. And this is how easy a freebie can be and how you can flip it into other offerings in your business. And think about that structure. What does that look like? What are you giving to those that are following you and opting in for your things, whether it's your email address or your freebie or your micro offer? What does that all look like to paint that picture for yourself based on what we're doing here? And by all means, check out the show notes, see the link that we put in the show notes, because that's an example of what you can do for yourself and in your own business.
Good ad, Terry Zarm.
It was an ad. It wasn't a paid commercial, but it was an ad.
That was an ad, ADD, right?
Yeah, correct.
I love it. Thank you, Carrie, for all these conversations, because I am loving the Versus series. And of course, I always love being with you here in the BBG studio. So I will see you next week, Carrie Zarm.
You will. And we might have something else coming to the table next week, Kim. What is it?
I'm thinking, do I remember, Carrie?
But I think we have something called messy versus sloppy.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot wait for this one, Carrie. Yes, Carrie. Is it next week yet?
Well, Kim, thank you. And I will see you and we will speak to our listeners next week.
I can't wait, Carrie. Love y'all.
Thank you for joining Kim and Carrie in the Buckets and Boomgate studio for today's conversation. Don't forget to follow the show for future juicy conversations. And I can't wait to chat with you next week.